Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Bobby Osborne, please note the following medical letter. First name is Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. Last name is Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N-E. On June 16th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 240 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 14th, 2025, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another driver ran a stop sign forcing the automobile accident, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a Toyota vehicle, and the other vehicle was also in a Toyota, period. No airbags deployed, period. The patient was jerked and sustained injury, period. Initially, he had numbness, and later in the day, had pain in his low back, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing low back pain, period. New paragraph. In reference to his low back pain, he was treated with medication and injections, as well as physical therapy and chiropractic care, period. The pain is approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is a burning-type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg. However, the radiating pain did improve after an injection, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the client was the next day. He was seen in the emergency room in Anderson. He had CAT scans, treated and released, period. Approximately 1 week later, he was seen by a chiropractor at Advanced Physical Therapy and Rehab, period. He was seen several times. He had an injection at Indiana Orthopedic Center. He also had an MRI, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems walking over a mile, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, standing over 5 hours, comma, housework, comma, bending, comma, yard work, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, and vitamins, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and coronary artery disease, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for open heart surgery of the aorta, comma, right arm, comma, and two hernias, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient strained his back lifting at work decades ago. He missed only a few days of work at that time, period. The majority of the treatment was in the sacroiliac area without any permanency, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had other work injuries, period. The patient fractured his arm at age 40. This was due to a slip and fall on ice and did require surgery, period. New paragraph. Occupation. He is a team leader at Myers Gas Station, full-time, period. He did miss 4 to 5 days of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, Community Anderson, January 14th, 2025. 59-year-old male who presents for evaluation after motor vehicle accident, period. Patient was restrained driver traveling approximately 55 miles per hour when another car pulled out in front of him, period. He did not lose consciousness, period. He has had a persistent and worsening right-sided headache into the side of his head and into his neck, period. Also reports light right low back pain and right wrist pain, period. On physical examination, his blood pressure was excessively elevated at 199 over 101, period. Musculoskeletal of the left wrist, tenderness present. Cervical back, tenderness present. Tenderness of the lumbar area present, period. CT of the head, no acute intracranial findings. CT of the cervical spine, no evidence of acute fracture, period. Medical decision making, there is left lumbar tenderness to palpation, period. Follow up with his primary care doctor, period. Clinical impressions, 1, motor vehicle accident, 2, cervical sprain, 3, asymptomatic hypertension, 4, right-sided headache, period. End of report. Chiropractic initial exam, January 16th, 2025. It's at Advanced Pain Relief Center. History 2 days ago, his car was struck by another car, period. Bobby is having pain on the right side of his neck, period. He is also having pain in the lower back on the right, period. Range of motion was active restricted with moderate pain and reduced range of motion, period. Assessment is 1, cervical algia, 2, radiculopathy lumbar region, 3, pain in the thoracic spine, 4, myalgia other site. Plan is chiropractic treatment plan, including manipulation, period. End of report. Chiropractic daily note, March 27th, 2025. Bobby is having pain on the right side of his neck. It is causing headache. He is also having pain in the lower back, period. Assessment were the same as the last visit. Plan was chiropractic spinal manipulation with adjustments. Period, end of report. Physical therapy, daily notes, Advanced Pain Relief Center, visit May 8th, 2025. Patient presents with low back pain and neck pain, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics office visit note, June 16th, 2025. 59-year-old male complaining of lumbar spine pain after a car accident in January, period. He has been going to advanced physical therapy for 3 months and chiropractic in North Anderson, comma, but thinks pain gets worse after going, period. We'll proceed with lumbar MRI follow-up after, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedic Notes, August 18th, 2025, here today for follow-up from bilateral L4-5 injection, period. Leg pain resolved, period. Lumbar MRI, June 25th, 2025, shows left central / subarticular disc osteophyte complex at L5-S1, which displaces the descending left S1 nerve root, period. End of report. Central Indiana Orthopedics Physical Medicine Procedure Report, July 25th, 2025. Pre-op diagnosis, lumbar radicular pain. Procedure performed, L4-5 intralaminar epidural steroid injection, period. End of report. Physical therapy, daily notes, May 8th, 2025. Patient presents with low back pain and neck pain, period. Rehab potential is good. patient did good with therapy and pain decreasing to 4 to 5/10 after therapy period. Plan continued to progress with therapy period, end of report, new paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 14th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, which was new since this automobile accident period. Examination of the skin revealed unrelated scars with a large vertical scar involving the anterior central chest due to old open heart surgery period. There's a large vertical scar involving the right lateral upper arm due to an old fall injury period. ENT examination was negative period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation period. Extraocular muscles intact period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid. There was slight paravertebral muscle spasm period. There was pain with range of motion in the neck period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination revealed a epigastric abdominal wall hernia period. Bowel sounds were normal, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Lumbar exam revealed straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees left, 86 degrees right. There was tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area with flexion diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed the diminished left Achilles reflex at 1/4, remainder of the reflex is 2/4, period. There was diminished sensation of the left medial lower leg, period. The patient was unable to walk on his tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy and impingement, period. Number 2, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and sprain. Number 3, cephalgia. Number 4, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of January 14, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient has a permanent impairment of the lumbar region as a result of this automobile accident, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar area for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. He was advised that he will probably need more injections and possible surgery of the lumbar area if he does not have significant improvement, period. It is my professional opinion that he will definitively need more injections at a cost of $3,200, period. I suspect down the road he will definitely need surgical correction, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Attention will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.